The number of people using public transport is still well below pre-pandemic levels, according to bus and rail operators here. Irish Rail and Dublin Bus both report lower passenger numbers than before the COVID lockdowns. According to today's Irish Independent, rail users have been the slowest to return, with Irish Rail back to only 60% of pre-COVID numbers. Dublin Bus is carrying just over 73% of previous passenger numbers. Stephen Kent is CEO of Bus Éireann, which operates intercity, local and some city bus services, and he's on the line now. A very good afternoon to you, Stephen Kent, and thanks for talking to us this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Now, you've joined us today to talk about a study which you've published of the economic and social impact of the Bus Éireann service, and we will talk about that in just a moment. But first, what are you seeing in terms of passenger numbers getting back to pre-COVID levels?
We've seen a trend very similar to other countries as we look at it. So it's coming back steadily, almost 1% every week. Last week was probably our best week yet compared to the very beginning of March 2020. So we saw about 73% of our 2019 volumes on our services, on our PSO services across the city. And 2019 probably would have been the best year in the company's history. So it was... We're 73% of that coming back safely, more so in the regional cities. And as we can see, probably across the intercity, a little behind that. But people, again, as I said, assuredly travelling in bigger numbers every week.
But we see other traffic volumes back to where they were before the pandemic, private motorists back on the road. Are people just slow to because of concerns about the pandemic, to get back on the buses and the trains?
Well, I think people are coming back when they're ready to do so, and they're still heeding a lot of advice. So we can see that the airport is still some way to go. It's a big part of our business. We can see, you know, people are still being encouraged to work from home up to February, and a lot of people will make that choice. So for the people who have to make the journeys, they're making the journeys. And for, you know, going back to that study that we looked at there, we found that nearly half the people, 45% of the people we carry, they rely on Bus Éireann as their only means of transport. So those people are travelling and they're undertaking the journeys as they require them, the essential journeys to hospitals, to colleges, to work, and they're doing that on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, whereas a lot of where we would look at, when you look at the other part of it, some of the commuting is reduced and some of the travel for leisure is reduced and curtailed at the minute. But I'd be very confident it's coming back. And as I said here, you know, back at the beginning of September, we were seeing numbers closer to 50%. Those restrictions eased.
Yeah.
And now we're back up at 73% a couple of months later. Well, so now, we're moving steadily in the right direction.
Okay. Turning to your report published today, prepared for you, I think was it by KPMG. I see you're reminding us that under your own sustainability plan, Bus Éireann commits to achieving a 50% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. It's, as we know, topical today with the publication of the carbon budgets plan. So what contribution will Bus Éireann make to achieving reductions in transport? How are you going to deliver on that 50% reduction?
Well, I guess the whole purpose of the study was to look beyond profit, and everybody at the moment has a triple bottom line: the profit, people, and the planet. And you look into your purpose and see what you can deliver under each of those. So again, from our perspective, taking the people dimension, we can see that about 88% of the country are within 5 kilometres of a bus stop. So they have an opportunity to use public transport. When you make that choice, we still say at the moment, you start to reduce emissions immediately. Where we've started to look, and we did publish a plan and a sustainability plan that committed to 30% growth in passengers, a 50% reduction in the emissions. And we are achieving that by moving in the right direction. The National Development Plan has already unveiled a number of initiatives in relation to vehicle investment over the next number of years. So inside in a lot of our regional urban cities, if you're in Galway today, you're jumping onto a hybrid bus. It's less than 1 year old, and it contributes to cleaner air in the city.
And
that's the start.
You're talking about having 100% your entire fleet electric by 2030. What's that going to mean in terms of covering the distances you do at the moment, being able to charge those vehicles and maintaining the level of service?
Very significant investment that's going to have to require in the infrastructure and the reskilling and the training of a lot of the, you know, craft workers that we would have, and we've over 300 of them. They would have been trained on the internal combustion engine. Now they have to learn about voltage systems, so we have to train those people. We have to make sure the infrastructure is in place before those buses are put in there. So again, a lot of collaboration is going to require the stakeholders to make sure that's in place. But look, as we look into Athlone next year and in conjunction with the NTA, they're already investing in electric vehicles. And certainly by this time next year, I would hope that we will be very close to unveiling the entire town network as electric-only vehicle use. And out of that, we'll take our learnings and apply that then to the rest of the cities.
And in terms, but in terms particularly of services to rural communities, many people, you'll know, feel they need a car just to conduct their daily lives, that public transport doesn't do it for them. The services might be too infrequent, they might live too far from the routes. Will that ever change?
There are plans afoot. There's two major initiatives, again, that we'll be collaborating again with the NTA. One is bus connects in the regional cities, because that will increase frequency and put more frequency in for services. And that's what people want. They want reliability, confidence that the bus is there. But there's another major initiative announced on the National Development Plan, and that's Connecting Ireland. And I think that particular initiative is going to bring in a lot of new services for communities that currently don't have services and ensure that those towns and villages are connected back up to the rest of the network. Mm-hmm. So that's a great opportunity, I think, as that unveils over the next number of years. But of course, it's going to require a huge amount of collaboration again with a lot of the councils and the stakeholders. And ultimately, we'll need new fleet and drivers. So we have a lot to do, but a lot to look forward to as well, as we can see that growth will certainly come our way over the next couple of years.
A lot more we could discuss, and perhaps we will have an opportunity to return to this at some point in the future. But for the moment, Stephen Kent, CEO of Bus Éireann, thanks for talking to us.